He turns the book over in his hands, cover side up. An almost painful sigh rattles at my throat. I've studied that cover so many times online, looking for clues as to how the final story unfolds. The cover artists are fiendishly clever at hiding Easter eggs within the intricate illustrations. It's all part of the book's appeal. Massively complicated, I say. One big sprawling story over three installments? Not a hope of picking it up. It'd basically be like reading French. French, huh? He says. I get the sudden suspicion he's about to break into fluent French. Or Dutch, or Chinese, or I don't know, Swahili. Impossible, basically. Good cover, though. He looks closely. Is that a rabbit? I can't help myself. I peer at it, too. Damn it, he's right. I try not to think about what that might mean for the story. Lapin, he says. I tip my head to one side. French. For rabbit? Do you know it in Swahili, too? Wouldn't it be hilarious if I did? He says. But sadly, no. What I do know, though, is that this rabbit will be more than just a rabbit.
He taps the book.
It might suggest that Steph is going to discover a burrow of escape tunnels beneath the castle. Or maybe it's more subtle, that she needs to leap into the unknown to save Estelina. My shoulders sag inside my winter coat as realization dawns. He's not putting that book down anytime soon. You could always try the Jack Reacher yourself, he says. I hear it's full of pithy one-liners. I wish more than anything for a pithy one-liner of my own at that moment. But what erupts from me is far from concise. You know what? Have the book. Have the damn book. It's fine. It's my life all over, in fact.